Good morning and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the teleconference where Mr. Jean-Pascal Bobtz, Chief Executive Officer of Bobtz Group, will be discussing the company's 2013 consolidated turnover with some preliminary results or comments on the 2013 full year financial results, which will be published on 27th of March 2014. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for the interest you show in our company by attending this telephone conference. Its purpose is to comment on the Bobtz Group 2013 consolidated turnover and give you additional comments about the company situation in 2013 and the outlook for 2014. With me today, Attilio Tissi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Joseph Santoro, our Investor Relations Manager and Group Treasurer. The press release was issued this morning. You have all received it. This press release can also be found on our internet website. The consolidated sales for the full year 2013 amounted to 1,354 million Swiss francs, which represents an increase of 7.1% or 90 million Swiss francs compared to 2012. Sales in the second semester of 2013 reached 791 million Swiss francs compared with 563 million Swiss francs in the first semester of the year. The sales evolution can be explained with the following elements: increase in volume by 92 million Swiss francs or 7.3%. Exchange rate variance, -2 million Swiss francs or -0.2%. Total increase in sales, +90 million Swiss francs or +7.1%. Our sales of 1,354 million Swiss francs are higher than the guidance given during our conference in Zurich on December 4, 2013, which was in the range of 1,320 million-1,335 million Swiss francs. This has been achieved thanks to the last-minute sales satisfied with machines in demo centers, and as we had no problems with year-end shipments. All three business units contribute to this improved result. During 2013, the global economy remained erratic. The economic situation in the industrialized countries was uncertain, even though some of the Eurozone countries seemed to invest again despite fragile economic conditions. The packaging production of our customers remains good, supported as usual by the consumption of defensive and non-cyclical products for the food and pharma industry, to give two examples. This makes Bobtz also less cyclical than other machine producers. Thanks to the new opportunities we could offer to our customers, we observed during the first months a good level of orders for products in the corrugated and in the flexible domains, even superior to the first semester of the year 2012. As to the level of bookings for folding carton, it started to increase again during the second semester of 2013. In this context, the geographical distribution shows a general increase in all zones, mainly in the Americas. Europe represents 43.6% of total sales. The Americas increased to 29%, which is exceptionally high. The Asia and Oceania region is now representing 24.4% of total sales. Africa has 3% of the total sales. Sales of business unit Sheet-Fed products increased by 7.6% to 639 million Swiss francs compared to the previous year. Both folding carton and corrugated equipment contributed to this improvement, leading to this increase. Sales of business unit Wattpad products increased by 8.7% and achieved 336 million Swiss francs compared to the previous year. This excellent result is very close to the all-time high achieved in 2008, although exchange rates were more favorable in 2008. Sales of business unit services increased by 5.9% to 377 million Swiss francs, demonstrating the successful implementation of the group's service strategy. The group transformation program is a real success, and most measures are implemented by the end of 2013, granting the expected profitability improvements. Both our operating results and our net results will be clearly higher than announced due to the higher than anticipated sales and the announced profitability improvement measures. Now for the outlook of 2014. Due to very good sales in the second half of 2013, the group started 2014 with a slightly lower backlog of orders than the year before. Nevertheless, the group anticipates a good utilization of production capabilities for the first months of the year. At the present level of order intake, the group confirms that it should reach sales of 1,250,000,000-1,335,000,000 Swiss francs in 2014, as indicated on December 4, 2013. Further details and updates will be given at our results announcement on March 27, 2014. We are now ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, today's question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you wish to ask a question, please press star and then followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. We will take the questions in the order received and will take as many as time permits. The first question is from the line of Patrick Rafaisz from Bank Vontobel in Zurich. Please go ahead, Patrick.
Yes, thank you, and good afternoon, gentlemen. Three questions from my side. First, regarding your net profit and operating profit guidance, can you give us a bit a clearer view here or a better idea of what you mean by clearly higher than guided in December 2013? Because at that time you said net profit would be a double-digit number. So it's all a bit vague to me, and I'm sure you have already a better view on that. Secondly, the order backlog a bit lower. You explained why that is going into 2014. Can you also give us an indication about what the order backlog looks like in terms of product mix? And then lastly, referring to the view you've given for each business segment in December, has anything changed fundamentally in terms of market conditions for folding carton, corrugated board, and flexible packaging? Thank you.
Thank you, Patrick, for your questions. For your first question regarding operating profit and net results, as of today, the audits are, as you know, are not finalized, so we can certainly not give you more information. You should just remind what we said in December. Compared to 2012, we will have twice, at least twice the EBIT we had in 2012. That was the guidance in December. And now we say that this guidance, you can count on something higher. An additional comment I can say is that the group transformation implementation is a real success, and also there you had a map with the group transformation savings, so you can count on large chunk on these improvements will be counted on the 2013 results. With these two information, you should be able to recalculate, I will say, the OP and net results. From a backlog perspective, yes, it is a bit slightly lower. Two things also for the backlog. In December, we said we were still surprised to see some quarters very low in order bookings and some other quarters very high. And this is industry, the case. And I'd also try to explain a very volatile situation in some region of the world. And this is a combination of both. September, October were very low in order bookings. End of the year were good, but also we have made much more sales, or very good in November, December, but also we have made much more sales than expected. Therefore now, if you want, last year we were about 6 months workload on the company, and today we have about 5 months. That gives you an indication. From a market conditions perspective, per industry, I will say that we still see a good level of activity in corrugated and folding carton. Last year, if you remember, the first semester 2013 for folding carton was quite low and picked up in the second semester of the last year. Now we remain on the good level of activity, but still folding carton did not pick up or recover from the before crisis 2009, but better than first half 2013. Flexible material is, I would say, lower now this year than early last year in Europe. We see clearly an overcapacity in the market. Can change. Also, it depends a lot on consumptions, consumer goods, and how the spirit of investment in Europe will continue to be more positive or reduce or get lower in Europe. So for flexible in Europe, we do have some concern, and we can certainly count on other regions of the world to catch up on this level. Does it answer your questions, Patrick?
Very clearly. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Armin Redberger from ZKB in Zurich. Please go ahead, Armin.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. Your guidance for your sales 2014, the mid-range would be 1,293 million. So that would be a decline of 4.5%. That looks to me quite conservative. Any comments on that would be helpful. And then the other question, now you see higher net profit for 2013 than you assumed in December. But the estimates, when I look at the estimates of the analysts, there are only two, they are around 15 million. Can you say about these expectations? Are they conservative or rather difficult to reach for 2013?
Yeah, thank you, Armin, for your questions. To the first question regarding the turnover, maybe I repeat myself a little bit. I'm sorry for that. I just said that, yes, indeed, we have given a range of turnover because we have seen very volatile quarters. And today we are not in a better condition to say do we have one bad quarter and the other very good or not. So we do see volatile quarters coming up. Second, we stated that we are looking for profitability improvement and not for top-line growth at any cost. And therefore, these constraints in the business make that we will not seek for every type of turnover, but certainly to continue to improve our profitability. Third, today we can see also the exchange rate as a big risk. It's of not really Swiss francs euro, because we have a safety net almost, but on the dollar, we do see a risk. And we announced in Zurich that we have put our level at 0.94 for the euro, for the dollar versus Swiss franc, and today it's 88.89. So with all that in the pipe, of course, we are targeting at the higher level of the range, the bracket we give, at 1,330 or so. But we do see upside potential and downside potential. And as of today, it's premature to change the guidance. So for to the second question, unfortunately, I cannot give you more information. I tried to explain to Patrick Raffaez earlier the guidance, and to say that the group transformation program run very well, and including majority of the savings, which you never know when you run such a program, in 2013. On top of that, don't forget that we have made 20 million turnover more than the guidance in December, which of course will improve also the operating profit and the net results. Mm-hmm. But more, I'm sorry, I cannot tell you more now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a further question regarding China. How is the market developing there, and how about your joint venture there?
Yes, with pleasure. China is a stable growth. Certainly, we do see more difficulties to catch growth compared to 5-6 years ago. But our growth in China is increasing, certainly more in medium-high to high-tech equipment, because China cost is increasing rapidly, and they are looking for automatization and higher performance machine. And the acquisitions, Gordon, is also performing very well, according to plan, I will say, even though there we are launching, we launched last year one new product, as I mentioned, and however now we have a postponement of 4 months of this launch of this product in for real production due to some technical issues, but it will be more for 2014. And this year we are launching two new products for the Chinese market. So overall, we still count in China at a steady growth, but not a very high growth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A similar question then, if I may, my last one. Brazil, the market. I mean, the Reals just lost a lot of ground. So is that an advantage for you, or how are the markets developing? I mean, Argentina is a problem, but probably not very important for you.
Yes. So South America overall is an active region for us. We have made a very good a good year the last 2 years as an activity. The Reals, overall, we produce machines in Brazil for the local market. We are not shipping anymore a lot of capacity out of Brazil due to exchange rate reasons for the last year, so we focus more in India and China for the export, entry-level products for exports. But we are, let's say, reasonable, objective, optimistic on the South American market, which it's a bit lower than 2 or 3 years ago, but still we'll have some activities. The biggest problem for us is more on the Indian rupees, where you had this big gap and ups and downs, and there, of course, for export, it's a benefit for the group, but as an import, we have seen a strong reductions in the sales because customers are waiting for better days and to see if they can catch up some more opportunities on the exchange rate point of view.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, the next question is from the line of Charlie Fehrenbach from AWP in Zurich. Please go ahead, Charlie.
Good afternoon, everybody. Can you hear me?
Yes, good afternoon.
Hello. Most of the questions are asked already, but maybe one last. You mentioned the intention to pay a dividend if you reach this double-digit net profit, which you obviously will, and even higher. So can you confirm that you have the intention to pay a dividend for the year 2013? Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie, for the question. We can just reinforce that we will propose regarding the results, the rules are clearly stated, and based on that, the board will propose to the General Assembly, and if the General Assembly accepts it, then voila, then you might see something coming, yes?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Remo Rossinow, or Rossano, from New Helvetische Bank in Zurich. Please go ahead, Remo.
Yes, thank you. Now, whatever the profit will finally be in 2013, looking into 2014, your guidance as given on the 4th of December still holds true, I assume, which was, if I recall correctly, that for 2014 you would expect, you know, by and large, a similar level of profits to be reached as in 2013, despite the fact that sales might be a bit lower and despite the fact that there will be special costs due to the push you do in digital printing. Is that correct?
Thank you for your question. Certainly, yes, we can confirm that with the conditions you just mentioned that indeed maybe threefold. When we look at profitability, one big challenge last year was to finalize and implement the group transformation. Very, very important aspect, and we can say we are in a very good track and maybe a bit better than expected. Second, product mix. Do not forget the product mix in profitability. We can achieve a good turnover. Profitability might change regarding the product mix. Thirdly, I just mentioned also the exchange rate might have an impact. And yes, we will continue to invest in new innovations, I will say. It's not only digital, but yes, we will certainly make a special effort there. But we can confirm the guidance given in December.
Okay, an adjacent question to that. I mean, is there any number, a rough number, you could attach to the kind of extra costs you will incur in 2014 due to the innovations and specifically also digital printing? Because, I mean, it was mentioned several times that this is a special, you know, it will have an impact.
Yes, again, we count for the group overall between 5% and 6% of the turnover in R&D globally. Part of this budget is already invested in for innovations. And on top of that, we will add for this year between 8 to 10 million.
Okay, so that means that under the circumstances you mentioned before, like exchange rate, product mix and so on, you target a similar level of profits in 14 compared to 13, including those 8 to 10 million extra costs.
Exact.
Okay, that is very clear now. Now, another question in mid-year you had a net debt level of 164 roughly. Second half usually is quite cash generative, so would an estimate of around 130, 135 be sensible for the end of 2013?
As you know, we cannot give you a number right now, but it will be better, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm sorry, I cannot be more precise.
Fair enough.
Okay, the next question's from the line of Raphael Bossen from Swiss News Agency in Switzerland. Please go ahead, Raphael.
Bonjour, j'aimerais vous poser une question, s'il vous plaît. Quel est l'impact, le cas échéant, du vote de dimanche sur l'immigration massive pour le groupe BOPST? Merci.
Thank you very much for your question, Raphael. It's premature to have any statement or position for Bob's group. As you know, we are very well represented worldwide. We have a very good diversified product portfolio and production sites. And I'm sure we will find the best solution to remain very competitive in the Swiss, from a Swiss perspective, shipping and developing our activities here. So I can just say it's an additional constraint to our business, which we don't need because we have enough challenges, but I'm sure we will find a good solution.
Merci.
Okay, the next question is from the line of Thomas Baumann from Mirabaud Securities in Zurich. Please go ahead, Thomas.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for that. Can I come back to order intake development in recent months? You mentioned that September, October was weak, November was better. I understand that December was also decent. How did that develop further into the new year?
Thank you, Thomas, for your question. The year started all on track, and I would say like every January, slightly lower than budget, but on track with positive signs for February.
Okay. Then with regard to order backlog, when you say slightly, if we had to put the number to that, could you say 2 to 3%? Is that a fair assumption? Or is it more?
It can be a fair assumption.
Okay. Now, with regard to this, the revenue performance, which was much better than expected in 2013, the gap to the midpoint of the guidance was roughly 26 million. Can you comment on the margin mix of these 26 million, or bluntly asked, what was the incremental margin on this last 26 million of revenues? I usually tend to calculate with sort of 20-25%. Was it in that range, or was it even higher than that?
Yeah, Thomas, you go very much in detail. So maybe just to give you also a sense why we were able to make this, good sales by the end of the year. Quite often we have more problems and issues from customers accepting their conditions primarily agreed upon in August, September, October, and this year, fortunately for us, it went very smoothly. On the other side, we had also what we can call last minute orders, and that's why I told you we have very big wins up and down quarter to quarter, because indeed, end of November, early December, we had a few customers coming and say, okay, now I need three of these machines or this range of machines for now, for shipment by the end of this year, because I need it. And of course, if we can do so, we deliver. And of course, there, as you know, it's a mix of product between die-cutter, photo gurus, and so on. So those are the two reasons why we were able to make this turnover. Well, as you mentioned now, from a gross margin perspective, your numbers are correct, and you can take that as a base.
Okay. So, but that, when you say that these clients, they showed a certain, urge to get these machines, then the pricing on these last deliveries were probably not that bad. Is that fair assumption?
It's fair assumption, absolutely.
Okay. I have a question to the service. I mean, in that number until March, we obviously know there's spare parts. There's Bob's OEM spare parts and third-party spare parts, and then service is in there. Now, the number, the growth flattened out a bit in the second half. Can you comment a little bit on these three components, how each of them developed? And because obviously that could give us a hint on the margin development for service overall.
Sorry, Thomas, I cannot give you more details today on the spread. However, we can say that the overall profitability of business unit service over the year improved itself. But the split between service and parts is not available now. Okay. We will give you that in March.
Okay. Good. Last question from my side, if I may. There's obviously the target to install 4 to 5 pilot digital printing machines this year. Is that still the plan? Are you still on track for this kind of schedule?
Yes, we are on track. We had brand owners' days and key client days in November, December, and as well as in January. And we can confirm that the machines are running accordingly to expectations and will be shipped second semester of this year.
Okay, and I think the enthusiasm for digiprinting made by Bosch is still big, right?
We can talk more in March, but I think it's, we have to master and manage carefully the expectations for the market and what we can deliver. Those are still beta machines with which we want to learn a lot, but the forthcoming results are pretty positive, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, please press star or asterisk followed by one if you have a question. There appears to be no further questions. I'd like to hand the meeting back to Mr. Bobs for his closing remarks.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Bobs Group Management, I would like to thank you for your interest and questions. We are looking forward to welcome you in May for the consolidated result 2013 Analyst and Media Conference on March 27. Thank you very much and bye-bye.
Thank you, Mr. Bobs. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes today's conference. On behalf of Bob's Group, thank you for your participation.